The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Since it was preparation day, in order that the bodies might not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for the Sabbath day of that week was a solemn one, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs be broken and they be taken down. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and then of the other one who was crucified with Jesus. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one soldier thrust his lance into his side, and immediately blood and water flowed out. An eyewitness has testified, and his testimony is true. He knows that he is speaking the truth, so that you also may come to believe. For this happened so that the scripture passage might be fulfilled. Not a bone of it will be broken. And again, another passage says, they will look upon him whom they have pierced. The Gospel of the Lord. Today we celebrate the solemnity of the most sacred heart of Jesus, a special day where we recognize how Jesus loved each other. I remember when I was in the seminary during this type of solemnity, we would take a moment, spend couple hours per day just to reflect on the heart of Jesus. When I first did this, I thought to myself, why are we just praying, a part of Jesus? Why don't we just pray for the whole thing? And then it made me confused. It's like, do Catholics love to, just pray for body parts? Or just, see saints' body part go around and, we just look at it and pray in front of it? It's not that we do that, it's because of who the body part belongs to. When we see saints, we call them saints because of the fact that we understand that they went to heaven. And each and one of us also have that same desire of wanting to go to heaven. But then to do that, we're using the saints to become an inspiration for us to see and reflect in our own lives, see what we can do better, and so that we could be closer to God and finally reach our destination of where we're supposed to be, which is heaven. So at the solemnity of Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, we look at Jesus' heart and understand why Jesus is offering his heart to us, because he wants us to have heart like his, to live a life full of love, full of no regrets. And we probably have to reflect in our own lives and see where our heart stands right now. Is it a time, or is it in a moment where we have to forgive someone, or is it a moment where we need to receive that forgiveness ourselves? So let us pray and reflect today and see the status of our own hearts. And let us offer our hearts to God, and so that he may mold our hearts to be more like Jesus, so that we may love each other more and become holier and holier every day. Amen.